Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
First grade, buttons and bows. Second grade, pilgrims. Third grade, flowers and feathers.
That's us, flowers and feathers.
I played a tiger last year, and it was awful hot inside that tiger suit.
It'd be hotter inside of a real tiger.
I'm going out for the leading part, on account of I take tap and ballet.
Oh, go on. You looked awful silly last year dancing in that black underwear.
That wasn't underwear. That was a leotard.
It looked like underwear to me.
What part do you think they'll give you, Beaver?
Well, I don't know. Once in the first grade, I played the wolf in Little Red Riding Hood.
You were terrible. You forgot all your lines.
I did not. I growled every time I was supposed to.
Sure.
I just hope it's not one of those mushy plays where they got kissing.
You're not allowed to have kissing till the seventh grade.
There's nobody in this whole school you could pay me to kiss.
Well, you just wait and see who plays the lead, that's all. I'll bet they don't even let you in the play, Beaver.
You should have seen him if you got those lines.
I still say she was dancing in her underwear.
Yeah.
Where are the boys?
Wally got home at 1 o'clock. They let him out early.
What was the occasion?
Well, he didn't wait to find out. He just came home.
What? How about the Beaver?
Oh, he got home at the regular time. Oh, say, he had a great big announcement.
He managed to pass another spelling test?
No. The third grade's putting on a play, and our Theodore is playing the lead.
Beaver? No.
Yes. It was a toss-up between Beaver and Claude Bonnefield.
I thought Claude Bonnefield was the smartest boy in the class.
Well, he is, but it seems he pinched a girl during rehearsal.
Third grade may have lost another Adolf Monschu. What kind of parts Beaver playing?
Oh, he didn't say. Just came home, told me he was playing the lead, and then he went upstairs to check on his fishing worms.
What for?
Well, he and Wally have been putting coffee grounds in the jar with their dirt. It's supposed to make the worms big and fat.
Huh. Well, I hope it doesn't just make them nervous.
Here, supper's in an hour.
Hey, Wally, the worms don't look any fatter than yesterday.
Well, it probably takes a worm a long time to put on weight. Hey, no kidding, Beef. You're really in the school play, huh?
Yeah. They're making the whole class be in it.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Well, I did my homework at school.
Oh. Hey, I hear you got off at 1 o'clock today. What's up?
Well, I heard that all the teachers are having a big meeting with the principal.
What about?
Well, Eddie figures some of them have been goofing off.
I seriously doubt that. Hey, Beav, your mother tells me you have the lead in your class play.
Yeah, Dad. Our project's called Flowers and Feathers. And all the girls are playing flowers. And Judy's a tulip. And Larry's a hop toad. And Whitey's a mushroom. And I'm a bird. And Linda Dennison's some kind of a weed.
You're playing a bird?
Yeah, Dad.
What kind of a bird?
Well, I don't know. Miss Landers didn't tell us yet. Well, we're going to get our costumes and junk tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Well, Beaver, I'm sure you'll make a fine bird. You sure the bird is the lead in the play?
Well, it must be. Because after I got the part, Judy came over and socked me once.
I see. Well, that's just fine, Beaver. A bird, huh? Oh. Yes, sir.
Hey, Beef, are they going to put wire on you and fly you all around the stage?
No. I think I'm more the kind of bird that dances. Hey, Wally, I think we ought to put some more coffee in here.
I wondered where you'd gone.
Well, I was upstairs talking to the boys. Did you know Beaver was playing a bird?
Really? Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, I suppose so. But when I was in school, I always played things like Ivanhoe or Miles Standish.
Beaver's only in the third grade.
Well, I know that. Well, down at the office when Charlie Hennessy starts to talk about his kid who had a tryout with the Detroit Lions, what am I supposed to say? They just made my kid a bird?
Oh, now, Ward, I think the Beaver will make the cutest little bird you ever saw.
Oh, sure, sure he will. I'd just feel a little better if he were playing the hop toad.
Now, Susan and Debbie and Carol, you're going to be the other flowers. Now, I think that takes care of everybody. Now, do you all know what parts you're playing?
Yes, yes, Miss Flanders.
I want you to go home tonight and practice, because tomorrow, right here on the stage, we're going to have our first real rehearsal.
Boy, I'm pretty sure.
Now, yes, Judy.
The night of the show, my mother wants to know if I should wear my toe shoes.
That will be fine, Judy.
I'm the only one who has them, on account of I take tap and ballet.
Yes, we all know, Judy.
Flanders.
Yes, Whitey.
We don't have any paper. Doesn't the mushroom or anybody else get to say anything?
Well, I'm afraid not this time, Whitey.
Do all I get to do is squat?
Well, Whitey, if you do that well, it all goes to make the show a real success.
I said stuff last year when I was a tiger.
Well, I know you did, Whitey. Now,
Miss
about
Flanders?
The... Yes, Larry?
If I play a hop toad, do I have to hop?
Well, of course, Larry.
I don't know if I should. I had my appendix out last month.
Well, Larry, the only other part in the play is the tree, and Charles is the only one in the class tall enough to sway convincingly.
All right. I'll ask my father if it's all right for me to hop.
Thank you, Larry.
But I don't think it is.
Why don't we all go back to the classroom now, and I'll give you your costumes so your mothers can work on them tonight. Come on. Come on, Joe.
Miss Flanders?
Yes, Beaver.
Don't I get to say anything either?
Well, no, Beaver. No one says anything. You have to express by your actions how you feel and think.
But, gee, I don't know how a bird thinks.
Don't you worry about it, Beaver. Miss Wakeland from the high school will be here tomorrow to help all of you. You didn't deserve the leading part. Wait till tomorrow. When Miss Wakeland sees you, she'll throw you right out of the play.
You really think Miss Wakeland will throw me right out of the play?
Heck no. Miss Lander's already picked you.
Sure, you'd have to mess up real bad to get thrown out.
There. What's all this?
Beaver's costume for the play Saturday.
Oh. What's this?
Beaver's bill.
His bill?
Oh, Ward, you knew he was playing a bird.
What kind of a bird?
A canary.
A yellow canary?
A yellow canary. Oh, now, Ward.
Well, it's not that I object to his playing a bird. Bird's a bird. Why couldn't he play something with a little more meat on its bones, like an eagle?
Look, Ward, if you don't like the idea, please don't let the Beaver know. He's real happy. He's excited about it.
You don't know something? I'll bet he's not. I'll bet they just stuck him with this. I've got half a mind to go over there.
Hey, Mom, is my costume ready? Well, huh? I gotta take it back tomorrow. Hey, Dad, did you see it? Isn't it real neat? Look, it's got real buttons for eyes. I'm the only canary in the whole school.
Well, that's fine, Beaver.
Miss Wakeland is coming over from the high school. She's going to teach me how to be a bird. I sure hope I can learn to be a bird, because I wouldn't want to get kicked out of the play. Hey, Wally, come on down and watch me put on my canary. canary suit.
Oh, she's a yellow canary.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi. What's that?
Well, last night I froze some grape juice into ice cubes.
Why'd you do that?
Well, it's kind of an invention. Now when you put them in water, you have grape juice.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Mom, where's Beef?
He's at school. He's rehearsing.
Boy, he sure gets a kick out of kid stuff, doesn't he?
Well, maybe that's because he's a kid.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, I wonder what would happen if you froze a worm.
Oh, Wally.
Daisy should be right here. And Debbie, you stay right there. Now then, let's see your tulip.
Judy!
Oh, that's very good, tulip.
Yes, Judy.
I brought my tap shoes, just in case I need them.
That's fine. Now, flowers?
Miss Wakeland, do I have to keep squatting? My legs are hurting.
Now, it won't hurt you to be a mushroom for a little while longer. Hop Toad. Stop scratching.
Yes, Miss Wakeland.
Now, where's your canary?
Come on out, Theodore.
No, Theodore. Canaries don't clump. They float.
Well, I'm too heavy to float.
We don't really float. We just give the impression that we're floating.
Well, how can I do that? Well, my feet have got to stay on the ground.
Should I show them how to do it?
No, thank you.
Now then, let's try it once again, and this time let's really float. Hmm?
Yes, Miss Wakeland.
All right.
Tell him to stop. I'll hurt where my appendix was.
That's enough, children.
All right, children. Flowers, you can rest now. But don't get overheated.
What about us?
Well, you boys can rest, too. But remember, no pushing.
You were terrible.
I just don't think he'll be able to get it by Saturday.
But we've already told his parents, and his costume's been altered.
Well, he would make a cute canary. All right, children, you can go now. Canary.
Me?
Yes. I think we can stand a little more work on our floating.
And you try very hard, Theodore.
Yes, Miss Landers. Maybe I could float better if I took my sneakers off and danced around in my sweat socks.
I think for the time being, we'll leave the sneakers on.
Yes, Miss Wayland.
And Beaver, think like a bird.
Hear anything?
Uh-uh. Maybe Beaver's crying.
Nah, it'd take at least a principal to make Beaver cry.
Did you tell your father you were playing a toad?
Yeah, I told him.
What did he say?
He said, how come I'm dancing when I can't even spell?
Here comes Beaver.
Hi, fellas. Thanks for waiting for me.
That's okay, Beaver.
You still a canary?
Yeah, I'm still a canary.
We're glad they didn't throw you out, Beaver.
Ward, how can you sit there calmly reading the newspaper? We have to leave for school in 10 minutes.
Well, dear, what would you like me to do for 10 minutes? Pace the floor?
Well, no, but... Do you have the tickets?
Yeah.
Well, did you check on Wally to see if he's wearing a decent tie?
Yes, I checked.
Ward, I know you're not crazy about the Beaver playing a canary, but... Well, this is a big night to him. I wish you'd let him know how happy we are.
Well, sure, June. Now that he's going to be a canary, I want him to be the best canary that ever flapped a wing.
I'll get my hat.
Oh, Wally, that tie.
Well, gee, Mom, Dad picked it.
What's wrong with it?
Well, we don't have time to change it now. Keep your coat buttoned.
Yeah. Hey, is it all right in the auditorium if I don't sit with you guys?
Wally, you don't want to sit with us?
Well, Eddie and I kind of thought we'd hang around in back.
Why would you do that?
Well, that way, if things get too gruesome, we won't get stuck.
You'll sit with us.
Yes, sir.
I'll get my hat. Ward?
Uh-huh.
Don't forget what I said about the beaver.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Dad, how long before we're going to leave?
Well, your mother's in a big hurry, Wally. It could be only 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, well, I think I'll get some of my grape juice.
You're not with my necktie on.
Okay.
Mom, Dad, I'm ready.
Okay, Beav, Mother will be right down. Well, guess this is your big night, huh?
Well, I guess so.
Well, sure, you got a big part in the play. All your friends are going to be there. I expect you got some butterflies in the stomach, huh?
How would they get in there, Dad?
Oh, well, I just meant you're probably a little nervous.
Well, sure. You don't want to goof up like you did in Red Riding Hood. Remember, Daddy played the wolf and forgot his lines. Miss Rayburn had to growl from behind the scenery.
Yeah. I almost didn't remember that.
Oh, Wally, you shouldn't bring up things like that. Now, Beaver, I don't want you to worry about a thing tonight. If anything goes wrong, you just ignore it.
Go wrong? What could go wrong?
Well, you know, like if you forgot one of your lines.
Well, I don't have any lines. Well, I just float.
Oh, well, fine. And you know, if you should trip while you're floating, why, just pick yourself up and go on like nothing had happened. Why, even if people laugh at you, that's no great calamity. Just a school play. Ah, you're going to be fine, Beaver. You're going to be just fine.
I'm all ready.
Oh, okay. Let's go, Beaver.
Well, I'm not going.
You're not going?
I'm not
going
to get up on that stage and fall down and have people laugh at me. I'm not going to do it.
What have you been telling him?
Well, I was just trying to pep him up a little.
Well, sure. All Dad said was that even if he goofed up, to keep on going.
Oh, come on, Beaver. You've been looking forward to this for a long time.
Sure, Beaver. Come on. Nothing's going to go wrong.
Nothing's going to go wrong because I'm not going.
Well, why don't you just come along and watch the other guys?
Yeah, come on, Beaver.
Sure, you want to see the rest of the show?
Well, okay. But I'm not going to get up on that stage.
You'll be all right, Beaver. Don't worry.
Beaver's class come on?
Oh, they're on last.
Oh.
I told you we'd get stuck.
I just hope he does all right.
Oh, sure. He'll be all right. As soon as he gets in costume with all the other kids, he'll forget all about being nervous.
Hope so.
Who's the guy with the camera?
That's Judy Hensler's father.
Oh, that figures.
Beaver's class.
About time.
Beaver's class.
mean, she's sure of herself.
Best canary I ever saw.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to fall on his face or something.
Come on, let's go back and get him.
You know, Wardy, he was so sweet it almost makes up for not having a girl.
Take one of me up to my town.
Hey, there he is over there.
Quick!
Gee, Dad, Quick. I couldn't help it. I couldn't find a hole in the curtain.
Well, honey, you were just wonderful.
Oh, you sure were, Beav. You were fine. Just fine.
Yeah, you were okay, Beav.
It's not me, Beaver. It's me, Whitey.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver, I'm awfully sorry about the change, but Beaver was so upset when he got here that I didn't think it was fair to him to let him go on as a canary.
Oh, well, we can understand that, if he wasn't up to it.
Well, I hope he isn't too upset. He was counting so on being in the play.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Wally. Hi, Dad. Hi, Wally. Hi, Mom. Did you like me?
Beaver.
Hey, Beav, you were the mushroom?
Yeah, they traded me with Whitey. He made a neater bird.
Yeah, Beav, but you made a better mushroom.
Hey, Mom!
Dan, Mom, you're not mad because I wasn't a canary.
Why, of course not, Beaver. We thought you were the best mushroom we've ever seen. Didn't we, June?
Well, of course we did, Beaver. We were very, very proud of you. Glad we took Beaver for soda.
Yeah, well, he had it coming to him. Like he had a pretty rough evening.
He didn't say much, did he?
No. I guess he was kind of upset about not playing the canary. After all, he looked forward to it all week, and he wound up being a mushroom. I wish I hadn't given him that little pep talk.
Oh, I think he was upset before then. Hi.
Hi, Mom. I came down to say goodnight.
We were coming up.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Beaver. Beav, I'm sorry about tonight. I'm afraid I kind of messed things up.
No, I think I messed things up for myself, Dad.
But you were looking forward to being the canary.
Yeah, but I wasn't good enough to be a real canary.
You were an awfully good mushroom, Beaver.
I guess so. But when I flied, it wasn't like when Whitey flied. It's kind of funny.
What, Beaver?
Well, Whitey can't catch a baseball very good, but I can catch one real good. Well, I guess a guy ought to do what he can do, not what another guy can do.
Beaver, I think you really got something there. Us mushrooms ought to stick to baseball. Flying's for the birds.